Can we get a ropa? I'm Elaine. Hope you
Party.
remember.
All right, Sharon, you're the five persons, right?
What's up, all day?
Okay, we got them muted.
Okay. So I start. Can we get a rope?
Who
Yeah,
is
I
that
have
back
those.
there?
I will. I
That
think.
was me. Sorry, I was trying to help with the roll call process. Thomas Doubleday, the pronoun, made my co-chair,
It's a big,
or
it's a
got my
big box.
co-chair. I guess I'll pick up someone. TJ, pick someone.
Dancing.
Sure. TJ Lee Miyake, committee member, council member, he, him. Ron?
Ron Hernandez, committee co-chair. John Paul.
Hi there, JP Soto, council member, and Robert.
Robert Arnold.
Kira, council staff, and I'll pick cats.
Pat, council staff.
Mark, council staff, over to you, Natalie.
Natalie, public, HHS.
Did I say Benny? You got Robert?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I think we're good.
All right, and then who's facilitating today's meeting? Is it Ron or Lane?
I
Elaine.
will. Okay. So moving on, can review to approve July 9th draft agenda?
All right, and I do want to note a couple of changes here. There was an addition of under current leaves of absences, one more name there, Erwin. And then under dismissal letters to be sent, I did add one more person under there, which is Marco.
I noticed that you didn't include Manuel Va Vasquez. It's top of list, yeah, as being present. And maybe we should put him
Sorry.
down into the minutes as him having resigned.
He is under here, under
Okay,
reservations.
all
Thank
right.
you. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't see him up there at the roll call.
Oh, for the draft minutes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. One
No, we're
more.
doing, oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were doing the minutes right now.
No, you're fine.
Oh, going over the agenda
This is the
really.
agenda. I'm sorry, guys. Apologize.
Okay. All right. Moving on to approve the agenda for today. Hearing no nays.
I wonder if we could just move one thing around because I actually have to leave by four to let
Okay.
my handyman in. So can we, I think the discussion that I should probably be a part of is, I think there's a mentorship discussion later in the agenda. If we can move that up a little bit, that'll be great.
Okay.
Maybe
You
move it
can.
even like as our before attendance report, if that's
Yeah,
okay
we
here.
can do that.
That's a long attendance report. I just don't know if I'll be, if it'll go over 4 o'clock or not.
Okay. All right. The adjustments on the agenda to approve the agenda. Hearing no nays, no nays. Agenda is approved for that. And should we approve for June 11th draft minutes?
Oh, so this is what I meant about the others present should be Manuel Vasquez in there, right? Because he did resign on that meeting.
Yeah, so I believe his last day was the full council.
Yeah.
Yes, but he was present for
He
that
was
meeting.
present at the meeting last month
Yeah.
and resigned,
Yeah.
or put his told us he
Yeah.
was resigning.
I'll make those adjustments.
You cat.
I think that he should also be under resignations or exit interview.
Well, he wouldn't be under exit interview until we've actually done one with him.
Yeah. It
So,
seemed like an exit, yeah.
wrong.
But could be under resignations.
Yeah, I included him under resignations for this month's agenda. And then we didn't get an exit interview from him, though.
Okay. Okay. So moving along, as we vote to approve for last month's meet
Minutes.
minutes, I'm sorry. Hearing no noes, no nays, approved. Okay. Any public comments, any announcements? No one? Okay. Public comments, if there's any public. Okay, so when are we moving that agenda? Want to do the council member attendance report?
Time to move that up.
Now, I think now.
Now? Okay, Mark.
Mentorship, do we want to bring it back? Thoughts?
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of head nods and one yes.
Are we looking
Okay.
at voluntary or is it mandatory?
That's my question.
Because if it's voluntary, then of course we'll have that always for the individual who needs it. But mandatory, who decides that they need? Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I remember when I first came on, I had a, what do you call it? An orientation that lasted maybe 2 weeks. It required, forgot his name already, to sit down with me. Actually, I was
Okay.
with somebody else too. So he did it as a group to get us orientated with the council. So if that's the thing I think we need, but when it comes to membership to mentorship, I don't think it should be obligatory unless we feel like they need it or they themselves need
Looks like JP. JP, JPay, agrees with you.
And but I think maybe we might want to do, it doesn't, I don't think it has to be mandatory, but like we could say, hey, this, if you want, this person is here to answer your questions if staff's not around or something, or you want to reach out so they know that they have somebody.
I do like keeping the idea that Ron referenced, which is at least for the first couple meetings that they sit next to each other in case there's any questions. Okay. So looks like Thomas has their hand up.
I think I'm in the same vibe with everybody else. I had a couple mentees over the years. It wasn't great. Like it was formal enough, but it just was like not a love connection. So I think forcing anything or just making it, I do kind of not worry is not quite the right word, but somebody who may be a consumer and really not used to a formal process like this, I really could see benefiting more for it. So I hear we're kind of going in between like a formal, not formal process, but I don't think I had any clarity other than the fact that I'm in favor of it as well, but it should not be mandatory.
All right, unless other people disagree, I'll encapsulate what I feel like I'm hearing. We will offer mentorships to all new council members. This is not mandatory. We will look at the mentorship as for at least the first two meetings or the first two meetings of the pairing. We'll ask them to sit side by side, and so like whoever gets there first should save a seat. And we'll also encourage them to ask some questions if they have about the council. That probably would mean that you'll need to, you as a mentor, and using the more general you, would hopefully share your email address so that they can ask anything offline. And with that said, we have three new people. I could see one of them saying they don't really need one because he's had many years on the Prevention Council, but he still could. We first try to draw on membership committee members to be mentors. And so looking at this crowd here, I'm seeing three people with extensive experience and two people with nearly as extensive experience. And I'm seeing Robert. Hi, Robert. I think it's fantastic. So I see TJ, obviously extensive experience and worked on staff. JP, former council co-chair as well, and our longest running council member at this point, continuously running. Did you know that about yourself, JP? You are an elder of the council.
Do I win something?
Yes, you do. Our unconditional positive regard and respect.
Thank you.
And I'd say the third person would be our co-chair, Thomas Noble, who, of course, is so familiar with everything in and out of government. So I would like to nominate all three of you to be potential mentors. It does seem pretty low threshold if it's simply because, simply like sitting next to a person. Are the three of you okay with that? Okay.
I have
Cool.
concerns about JP doing it. So, is that what you're asking, Mark?
Noted. All right.
Okay.
So then, what I'll do is I'll reach out to all three of them and ask if they would like a mentor. And if they say yes, perhaps I'll just use my best judgment to see who will make a great match with who. And then I'll introduce you both during like via email. How does that sound?
It sounds great. I'm also
And
wondering.
if you don't get matched, don't have your feelings hurt. It probably just means that one or more people declined to have a mentor.
Not a problem. I'm wondering, Mark, is there a possibility of lining the person up with the committee that they're on? Do you know what I mean?
I think that's unlikely since we're
Okay.
really trying to push all three of them to community engagement, and one of them has already picked council affairs.
Thanks.
All right. And
So,
then
Mark.
if we have a new round of people coming up, I would definitely try to be tapping Elaine and Ron as my next level folks as far as years go. But I'll save you from that for now.
Thank you.
We'll
Thanks.
stick with the we'll go with the olds first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
olds
Mark,
are
I have
good insurance.
Mark, I have a question. Now, this was brought up to agenda because a couple of months ago we did interview someone that you felt needed to have a mentor. And
Oh
so,
no, I think this was brought up because it was in the steering committee meeting when we were overviewing the policies. I might have brought up the fact that there might have been someone who could have used a mentor back then, for sure. But yeah, the reason why it came before is because you all should have a say in this policy.
yeah.
So you don't think as a committee that we should decide if we feel that an individual will need to have a mentor, we can obligate that
Oh, I feel
person?
like you already determined that it would be non-compulsory.
Well, not compulsory for every potential member, but for one we deem that should require one for different reasons.
I don't know if we should do that. Picking someone and saying, well, it is non-compulsory for everyone except for you.
Well, yeah. I thought that was an incident where we did miss one and we needed to kind of tell them that we're not that kind of group. We're not activists. We're not this and that. That we were assigned, if we felt that they were leaning towards that, if we had assigned them a mentor, then the mentor could nudge him and say, you know,
Who was that person? We can name names here. Was that Robert Arnold?
no, that was just a
I'm.
couple months ago, Mark. That was
Oh, he's being funny, Ron. He's being funny. Sorry.
He's being funny.
Being funny.
No, but who was it though? I don't recall who that was. I feel like I remember saying those words, but I can't remember who they were in reference
Was
to.
just a couple months ago or 3 months ago with we have two new members.
If it's one of the
A
ones
consumer, the consumer, the newest consumer.
not
Do you have that list, Kat?
Our
Latino.
most recent are Johnny Rodriguez, Jesse Brooks, and Andre
There you
Robertson.
go, Jesse Brooks, I think, or
Oh
Andre.
yeah, well he's one of the three. He's one of the three. Yeah.
That you felt needed a little bit more
I don't actually remember that. I mean, that sounds like it could be something I said, and it might have so have been. But if that's who we're talking about, yeah, he's one of the three people we just did an orientation with on Monday, who I'll be offering a mentor to.
Okay.
Did you get your hand up? Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I also brought it up because I feel like the mentor is also somebody who could, you know, I brought it up about somebody's attendance record in the first year missing 75% of meetings. And if they have a mentor, then, you know, even if it's just 6 months, if we start to see a problem in 6 months, that we can address that, but that somehow that did not get addressed with this person for a while. And so,
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
yeah, so
See,
that.
that's you're going to be a mentor, TJ. You remember. You're so cool. No response.
I'm like two
I
now. I'm like,
know. All right, kids.
yeah,
So,
thanks, everyone.
thank you. Now, moving along, is any more discussion about the mentor program or? No? Okay. So we still have the attendance report and council application if there's any votes on that today.
Yeah, so we will be reviewing some renewals. I can take that and I will share my screen. We have a couple of renewals to review, and I'll start with bills.
He's a shoo-in, isn't he?
Essentially, yes. All right, so I'll read some of this. I won't read everything. So this is Bill's renewal application in terms of what his primary reason for seeking renewal on the council was. He wrote, as Director of HIV Health Services, SFDPH, I serve on the mandated ex officio seat. If his service on the council turned out to be what he expected, he wrote, yes, the HCPC is successfully completing its duties and mission. As to what he thinks he has contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, he wrote, I have primarily contributed information from HRSA, HAV, and SFDPH as the grantee that is pertinent for the HCPC to perform its core functions. I also have a good amount of historical knowledge about the HCPC and a good understanding of Ryan White legislation. So this was Bill. And then I will move on to Ed Chitty. So I have, as to what his primary reason for seeking renewal on the council, I'll read this first paragraph. He wrote, honestly, I'm not done fighting for our fair share of resources. San Francisco has built the gold standard for HIV care, but right now we are facing a real penalty of success. Because our local programs actually work and our infection rates are dropping, the federal government keeps shrinking our funding and moving those dollars to states with less effective programs. I'm staying on the council to fight that exact logic. Defunding the foundation of a successful program just to put out fires elsewhere is a terrible public health strategy. I want to spend the next 2 years pushing the federal government to look at SF as a blueprint. Fund us so we can thrive and keep innovating and let other states adapt our model instead of making them reinvent the wheel with stripped down budgets. He skipped number two. But as for what he contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, he wrote, I've contributed reliable leadership, a bridge to the community, and an absolute refusal to let our success be used as an excuse to defund us. As a member of membership, I kept our team strong and representative. Through community relations, I made sure the voices of PLWA were always at the decision-making table. But far more important than any committee title is the fact that he has been living with HIV for 42 years. So he brings a living history to the council that many members aren't old enough to have witnessed. And I won't read the rest of that, but that was Ed. I'll move on to Zachary's. I think is this All right. Zachary's primary reason for seeking renewal on the council is to continue providing collaborative advocacy and oversight for vital life-saving medical slash mental health slash psychosocial and other services for our most vulnerable populations in the San Francisco EMA living with HIV, as well as those disproportionately impacted by HIV. In terms of what he contributed to the council and committee slash work groups, he writes that he thinks he provided leadership as a co-chair, attempting to lead meetings smoothly, efficiently, fairly, and timely, with a warm and positive attitude. And that would be Zachary. All right, moving on to TJ. As for TJ's primary reason for seeking renewal on the council, he wrote, "I am seeking renewal because I remain deeply committed to ensuring that people living with HIV and those most impacted by the epidemic have a meaningful voice in the planning, prioritization, and evaluation of HIV prevention and care services in San Francisco. During his years on the council, he has developed extensive knowledge of the Ryan White system of care, integrated prevention and care planning, and the evolving needs of our communities. He believes his experience, advocacy, and collaborative approach continue to be valuable as the council addresses emerging challenges, including health equity, aging with HIV, workforce sustainability, and changing federal and local funding priorities." Let me move down. As to what he feels he has contributed to the council and committee work groups, he writes, "I believe I have contributed thoughtful leadership, consistency, institutional knowledge, and a strong commitment to collaboration. I strive to ask questions that improve understanding, encourage respectful dialogue, and keep the focus on equitable access to quality HIV services. His professional experience in HIV services, case management, coalition administration, workforce development, and public health has allowed him to contribute practical perspectives on how council decisions affect both service providers and community members. He's also worked to strengthen communication between community stakeholders and the council while advocating for transparency, accountability, and person-centered decision-making. Above all, he's remained committed to ensuring that the voices and needs of people living with HIV continue to guide the council's work." And that is TJ.
Wow, nice signature.
All right, and Derek Mapp is up next. All right. In terms of what his primary reason to seek renewal on the council is, he wrote to continue my support of his community. If his council turned out to be what he expected, he checked yes. Under Please Explain, he wrote, "It reflects my history with the council." In terms of what he thinks he has contributed to the council and committee/work groups, he writes, "I think I brought the voices of my community members, concerns, and successes." He would be interested in serving in the leadership role on the council. He is currently a co-chair of the Community Engagement Subcommittee and of the council as a general. And that was Derek. Right, and last but not least, we have Charles. All right, in terms of what his primary reason for seeking renewal on the council is, he wrote to help people living with HIV/AIDS and to advocate for them. In terms of what committees or work groups he served on, or what he learned and how he benefited from the committee or work groups involved, he said he did serve on the full council and could not commit to any singular committee due to health issues, but he was a co-chair for several years and learned so much. He met people from patients to providers. In terms of what he thinks he contributed to the council and committee/work groups, he wrote, "I contributed my experience and time on the council as a person living with HIV." And that was Charles. So that was the last renewal application, so I'll stop sharing. And like I mentioned, we can vote on these as a slate, unless anyone has any discussion or anything they'd like to say. All right. So are these approved? We can do this through consensus. All those in favor? All right. Any nays? All right. Well, those have been approved then. Yay.
Yay.
All right, and then I can move on to the next attendance report item, which is notice of attendance to be sent, and that is Thomas Noble will be.
Hold on, I'm going to talk to this guy personally. I'll take care of it.
Where's the off-camera?
So that is a notice of attendance that will be sent.
And sorry, it's been my vigorous vacation schedule that has interfered with my attendance.
No more vacation. That's it.
All right. And then below that is just noting the notice of attendances that were sent previously. So that was to Derek Mapp and TJ. Then below that, we have requests for leaves of absences. And so we do have Derek Mapp, who is requesting a leave of absence from June through July. So he would be returning in September.
Okay.
And then we do have two people under current leaves of absences.
Kat,
One,
I
oh, go
mean
ahead,
Kara.
Gigi.
Kara, sorry. If he's asking for one for June and July, but not August, and he's coming back in September, does that make sense?
It's June through August. He'll be back in
Oh,
September.
June through
Sorry,
August.
my
Okay.
bad. That was my typo. June
Okay.
through August.
And
And
just for
then,
clarity, that was Derek.
yeah, that was Derek Mapp. All right. And then under current leaves of absences, we have Zachary Davenport, who has been on here. And so his return date is still to be determined. And then we do have Erwin Barrios, who was added onto here. And this was actually a medical LOA. So he will be returning in August. Under resignations and thank yous for service to the council, we do have Franco Chevalier, who is unfortunately leaving the council. We also have Elise Griffin, who is also leaving the council. And we have, as many of you know, Manuel Vasquez, who is leaving the council as well. Right, moving on further down, we do have dismissal letters to be sent. All right, so some of these, two of these folks actually were up for renewal and they just didn't submit a renewal application, and they also didn't let us know that they were intending to renew. So under that we have Jesus Guillen and Helen Lin. So now they are no longer members because their term was up. And then we also have Marco Montenegro under that, and unfortunately, we just have not been able to get in contact with him. We have not heard from him. So he did go through these earlier steps of being notified that getting a notice of attendance, then getting a letter of probation. And so now, because his attendance has not improved, we are at automatic dismissal. Question, TJ?
No, just I don't know if you know, but Marco's position was eliminated about 2 months ago. Okay.
Yes, we are aware, unfortunately.
That's a lot of resignations in one time.
Yes, and we will see this reflected in the demographic report. So any discussion about this before I move on?
So Helen, and then Jesus just joined us, right? Am I thinking of the right
No.
person-ish?
Like, no, Jesus was 2 years ago, so he's been on the council for at least 2 years.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right, hearing no more discussion, I'll go
Can
ahead
you
and move. Oh, go ahead.
tell me, or can you tell us if they told you they wouldn't renew, or they just didn't submit it in time?
They didn't let me know or let any of council staff know that they were going to renew, and they haven't submitted anything till this day. And now at this point, they can't submit anything because everyone that should have renewed and got that email notification I reached out to, they weren't. I let them know that their terms are up. I think it was up July 7th. It was just this past week.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So now moving on to demographic reports. Let me go ahead and share this.
Here, will this demographic report include all these different people, or is it next month that it'll be reflected?
No, this will reflect all of these, the dismissals and everything that we talked about today.
Okay. Well, I'm curious.
So let me go ahead and pull this up. I'll share my screen. All right, so I will start with the first one, which was the EPI. And so this one doesn't have, like the Aries report, it doesn't have things highlighted as to where we're under, but you can see the biggest change here to note is that our total number went from 30 council members to 24. So I'll move on to the next one because this one gives a little bit more details. All right. So here we have the highlighted categories in which we are under, and we need folks in, specifically council members in. So we have Black slash African American, and that one hasn't changed. We have.
Sorry, Kara,
Go
can
ahead.
you move Ron?
Sorry, go
Or
ahead.
can you move
Oh,
me?
can you see yourself? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
I was there for a while.
All right. So we have Black slash African American, and that one has remained the same. So that's always been our target. And then we have surprisingly male. That one has remained the same. And then we have under ages 0 through 24, 25 to 44, and 45 to 54. So the folks leaving, the folks that were dismissed, and the folks that resigned, it didn't impact our target areas, but it did impact our overall council makeup per se. So at the very bottom here, you can see that we have 24 as our total membership, as I mentioned, and then it also brought our
Wow.
non-aligned consumers down, so that's 9 now, and total HIV positive down to 11. Any questions about this?
Well, at least we're still in compliance
Yeah,
of the
that's what I thought
33%.
too.
That's nice.
I'm actually curious about the 24 remaining. How many have come on in the last 6 months?
How many are
Just,
new members per se?
I'm just more, I think there's a larger message here for us with regards to, like, we were stable for a long time, right? So I think just in the concept of sharing our names out and understanding that we have a body of people that are, there are a lot of new folks basically in the mix, is my thought. So it's helpful to see this for me personally, and group should share that out with the full membership as well.
I'd also add on a different topic that we actually can put one for HCPC non-aligned consumers who fall under Latino, Hispanic. Elaine is someone that I count as a consumer because she is consumer affected as a person who cares for a person with HIV. And so that would at least get us one person on there, if that makes sense.
All right, perfect. I can add that in and we will see that reflected in next month's demographic report.
Thank you.
So do we want to, I'm just wondering, Thomas brought something up that was interesting for me. Like, since we're in a little weird place right now with the number of members that we have, would it be a good idea to just, if Kara or Kat had a list with them during membership meetings of people that are coming up for renewal in the next 6 months or so, so we know, and if we think we might lose that person, we can try to start targeting that community. Just something we don't need to see it, but we could, you guys have it with you, and we could just ask you to let us know what demographics we might be losing in the next 6 months.
I can actually pull up right now the renewal tracking sheet. Everyone, for the most part, was up for renewal. A majority of the council members were up for renewal this month. And then you renew every 2 years. So I think the next folks up for renewal would be next year. And let me see specifically when.
And I should, I guess, speak on the conundrum that we're gonna have to figure out at some point, which is the fact that a lot of the majority of members are older members, not as far as like life years, but like years on the council, which means that they all might be impacted at once with the new term limits that HRSA asked us to establish. We have very generous term limits, so this is not going to happen in the far, far future. Our term limits are now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Kat or Kira, 3 years with one renewal. So you can be on the council for 6 years before having to step off the council. And if you want to step off the council, you can step off the council and take a, I think it's a 6 month hiatus where you can still attend meetings, all of that, just not vote or be considered a member. And then reapply to come back on. So conundrum number one is, which I feel like I've already made a decision on. I feel like I've talked to Bill about this as well, which is like, when do we start this? Do we backdate it? If we backdate it, that means a whole lot of people are suddenly off of the council, right? Including, I'd say, the majority of, not majority, at least two people in this committee and multiple other people throughout as well. So I pretty much just thought, no, we're going to start the new policy upon the first renewal or upon coming on. After the policy itself is approved, which will probably have to take place in January. And so that means, like, say, I referenced that JP has been around for many, 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 many terms. We're just resetting that term to one with the other people who were even were on less long, but still multiple terms. So before I move on to the next issue, does that all make sense that we're like everyone, no matter when you started, you're starting from scratch after we, okay. And then just looking down the line, I don't suddenly want everyone like say JP and Ron, who in some ways would be equalized under this, to both go off at the same time, because that would be, even though that's 6 years from now, I do think we need to think ahead. So I'm thinking of doing some sort of staggering. I'm just have to figure out the justification and how I'd stagger, so that's just something that I still have to figure out and then present to steering as a policy. So just so that you know, if anyone has any ideas, we should discuss. But it's not, there's no one breathing down my neck right now to actually get this policy out. Plus, I don't want to really, we're not going to debut the policy until all the PNP is approved by the council.
And I did see before we go to questions, I did see that JP was asking how long a term is. And so one term with this new policy enacted would be 3 years, correct?
Yep, we moved it from 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, because
So it used to
currently
be,
one term is 2 years, but it would be moved to 3 years.
and then one more renewal, which makes it actually 6 years before you have to step off the council, and well, actually be rotated off is how they look at it, not what they call it actually, rotation. It looks like there is a couple other questions.
Mine's not related to this topic, so Ron, do you want to go first? Is yours related to this?
Sure, thank you. So when we go through each term, does that mean we have a new interview with the mayor's office?
Probably only upon renewal.
Only upon renewal, so that's every 2 years.
I mean, if it's the same mayor, each mayor's office has their own style.
Wow, okay. It's crazy. All right.
So yeah, in three years from now, expect to meet with Andre again if Andre is still around. Unless they change their policy, they can do whatever they want.
Or they change their mayors.
Or we change mayors.
All right.
Unlikely.
So go ahead, Thomas. Thank you.
Feel awkward wading into that conversation. Just a historic, I am also thinking about the fact that since we are significantly less these days with regards to from 30 to 24,
26, wasn't it?
26. Do we do
What was it, 24? I forget. 24. Okay, you're right.
how big of a council do we want to be? So I think I wasn't around when the initial number when the two councils merged. And so is our goal 30 members?
40. And
40.
it's not a goal. It's a
It's a
ceiling.
maximum. Yeah. So that was just my thought. I'm like, oh, we don't
Our
really.
only goal with numbers is to satisfy HRSA's requirements. So it's not a numerical. It's not numerical. It is
Understand.
areas.
Okay.
Areas? What do you mean?
For example, there is,
Demographics.
I mean, this is a not even no, not really demographics. Actually, where you are coming from. So, for example, we need someone who represents part B, part D. We need someone who is a service provider. We certainly need more than one person, but at least one person who is a consumer of service. We need people who identify as different demographics for sure. But it's all in one. So what Kira and I do is with Johnny, so we fill out this form, we fill out different parts of it, and I place everyone into a particular category. That's why I mentioned, I think much to her displeasure, that Laura Thomas is now our service provider. Parenthetical can include homeless housing services provider. That's something that HRSA changed about 10 years ago, actually. We used to have to have a housing services. That changed, and so we updated our application, et cetera. Anyway, does that make sense, everything I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, no target, just a ceiling, and we need to get those filled. So that's something I could bring to the membership and have actually brought in the past. We need this kind of a person because we're going to get dinged in monitoring if we don't get this kind of person.
Who's facilitating it?
Elaine.
You're on mute, by the way.
I mean, Elaine. Yeah.
Okay, you guys can hear me now?
We can.
Yes.
All right. So I meant to say, any more discussions? Hey guys, this was pretty good. I like the meeting today. And if anybody had any discussions about with the mayor and any more, feeling that they need to say more about the meeting with Andre, let me know. Let Mark know.
Looks like you got a Thomas on the horn.
Yeah,
Okay, Tommy.
I joined in late. I assumed so I had my interview this morning.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, so did I.
oh, great. Okay. And I think TJ, they said that they spoke to you before me on Sunday.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Okay. Cool.
How do yours go, Thomas?
Can we adjourn or
Off the
Oh,
record.
really?